Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music from WEHC, your radio station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think will reach out and touch some of you, and also to put in an occasional reading, a story, a joke, and I call those things Wombats. And that's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. Our first song tonight is Country Music Gospel by Tim McKenzie. Tim is from Mechanicsville, Virginia, and has an impressive pedigree of working with great stars. And I like this song. I like the rhythm, and also just a good song. I'm Working on a Building, performed by Tim Menzies.
Working on a building, working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, a Holy Ghost building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was a gambler, I tell you what I'd do. I would quit my gambling, start working on a building too. Working on a building, working on a building. Working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. Holy Ghost building, a Holy Ghost building, working on a building for my Lord Jesus, Lord. Tell you what I'd do. I'd keep right on preaching about working on a building too. I'm working on a building, working on a building. Working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, a Holy Ghost building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord.
Working on a Building by Tim Menzies. The next song is Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. If you listen regularly, you know that I play a lot of country music, a lot of gospel, some folk music. But every now and then I put in a rock number, and that's what this one is, Money for Nothing. Mark Knopfler, who wrote this song, said he actually wrote it while in the store where they were selling television sets, and he tried to capture as much of the language as the guys actually working that are the participants in the song. They're working in a store talking about some rock band that made a lot of money. This song won all sorts of awards, and it's got a particularly distinct guitar riff. See if you can pick it out early on and catch it as it goes all the way through the song. Money for Nothing by Dire Straits.
That ain't working, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing, chicks for free. Money for nothing, chicks for free. Ooh, and money for nothing, chicks for free. Money for nothing, chicks for free. Money for nothing, money for nothing, chicks for free. Money for nothing, chicks for free.
That was Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. Next comes a friendly, down-home country music song. It's the Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin' Cafe by C.W. McCall. And it's quite a little story. The truck driver and his dog, Sloan, are bopping along in their 18-wheeler, and they see a sign that tells them they've arrived at this cafe, which they know well. So they go in and get a meal and chat up the waitress. And a few nights later, they're back on the same road. They go in and invite her out, and she says she'll come if she can bring her mother. Listen to the story. It's just a nice, friendly song about truckers pulling into a little cafe on their route. The Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin' Cafe by C.W. McCall.
Well, Interstate 80, we was cutting the fog, just me and old Sloan. Old Sloan's my dog. We had an 18-wheeler with 10 on the floor and a stereo laying a strip. And then we spied a sign that says eat gas now. We decided to whip in and pick up some chow at the Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin' Cafe.
Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin' Cafe.
Looking for Mavis.
The Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin' Cafe.
Now, we've been every place between here and South Sioux, and we've seen us a truck stop waitress or two, but this gal's built like a burlap bag full of bobcats. She's got it together. While she filled my tank, I said, thank you, honey. Name was Mavis, I gave her the money. Old Sloan just sat there watching and wagging and wishing. I says, you wait in the truck, boy. Then I went inside, she says, what'll it be? I says, a cup of your best and a number three. She came back with an order to go and a quart of hot sea and a bone for Sloan. I said, much obliged, old Sloan give a bark. I left her a buck and he left his heart. And the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Well, Saturday night, and we was trucking along. Yeah, me and old Sloan was getting it on. I said, Sloan, I've been thinking on a getting up a courage, and tonight's the night. Well, I popped the clutch, gave Tranny a spin, took the BB Town ramp, and slid on in to the old home filler up and keep on a trucking cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a trucking. Oh, the old home filler up.
It never closes.
Old home filler up and keep on a trucking cafe.
Well, I got me stool, took a load off my shoes, made Mavis an offer that she couldn't refuse. I says, how'd you like to go for a ride with me and old Sloan? I just had my truck washed. She allowed us that sounded like a whole lot of fun, but we was gonna have to wait until the dishes was done. And was it all right with me if she brought along her mother as a chaperone? I said, why not? Well, we geared that tranny into super low, and the four of us went to see a picture show. Yeah, I took him to the drive-in theater over by Pisgah to see True Grit. Saw the late, late show, old Sloan hit the sack, and then along about 2 o'clock, I hauled him on back to the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
8 stools and a promise.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
They got a real nice place there.
That was the Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin' Cafe by C.W. McCall and his dog, Sloan. Next up, last week I played a song called Death Come A-Knocking, and it was a recording I'd made at a class, so it had the lead singer singing out a verse and then the rest of the class repeating it. And I got an email telling me that here was a good recording of a professional singer for doing that song. So I'm going to play it for you. This is Ruthie Foster, and she really does get into this gospel song. Death Come A-Knocking by Ruthie Foster.
Oh, you know that. You know you know that death come a knocking on my mother's door, singing, come on, mother, ain't you ready to go? And my mother stooped down, buckled up her shoes, and she moved on down by the Jordan stream, and then she said,
oh,
You just heard Ruthie Foster singing Death Come a Knockin'. The next song is from the folk music revival in the late 50s, early 60s, on into the 70s. This was Ian and Sylvia, a Canadian couple, very popular at that time. And this particular song was called First Unto This Country. And it just is a catchy tune, folk music, very traditional sounding. Ian and Sylvia, First Unto This Country.
When first unto this country a stranger I came, and I courted the fairy, then Bessie was her name. I courted her for love, and her love I didn't obtain. Do you think I've any reason nor right to complain? I rode to see my Nancy, I rode both night and day, till I noticed a stallion both white-looking and gray. The sheriff's men had fallen and they'd overtaken me, and they carted me away to the penitentiary. They opened up the door and then they shoved me in, and they shaved off my head and they cleared off my chin. They beat me and they banged me and they fed me on dry beans, till I wished in my own heart I'd never been a thief. My coat all a collar like acres of old. When first unto this country a stranger I came, and I courted a fair maid, and Nancy was her name.
That was First Unto This Country by Ian and Sylvia. Next up is Ain't No Grave by Notorious. I often mention banjo styles. I'm a big fan of frailing banjo, but three-finger banjo has its place. And this particular song, Ain't No Grave, is three-finger style. So listen to it. You can hear that the three-finger style can also make the banjo fly. Frailing isn't the only way to play the banjo, and here's an example of a good sound in Ain't No Grave by a band named Notorious.
Ain't no grave
Ain't No Grave by Ruthie Foster. Up until now, we've had a pretty rugged kind of music. So here comes the next few songs are a lot more gentle. The next one is Fields of Gold by Sting. Fields of Gold by Sting. The next song is Bread and Roses, sung by Judy Collins. This has some interesting roots. It goes back to the women's suffrage movement and then on into some strikes where women were protesting. And what they wanted was to be treated equally, to be paid adequately, and they also wanted dignity. And that's where they wanted bread. They needed bread to live on and to feed their families, but they also wanted dignity and a good place to live, and that was the roses. So it's interesting, this song wants bread and roses, and I like that. Protests aren't just for more money, more some better things. Sometimes they want dignity and justice and beauty. And that's where the roses come in.
As we go marching, marching.
Bread and Roses by Judy Collins. Well, you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance to play for you songs I think are important and special, and also occasionally put in something a little different, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those things Wombats. And we don't have a wombat tonight. We do have one strange song coming up, but it's not a wombat. What we do have, though, is some fiddle music. I do love fiddle music. I played a fiddle recording by the same couple last week. Reese Jones and Christine Wheeler, they're a married couple. They're both master fiddlers, probably the best fiddlers I've ever seen live in my life. And this is called a Gypsy Dance, and I heard them play it live, and I was utterly captivated by it. I learned to play it on the fiddle. Of course, I couldn't play it like they play it, but it was a challenge because it's kind of a convoluted tune, but I do love it. Also, it gives me a chance to put on my teacher hat. For those of you who aren't especially familiar with traditional fiddle and banjo music, there's something it's worth knowing. Most of the tunes have an A part and a B part. And the tradition is to play the A part twice and then the B part twice, then repeat the A part. Now, it's not always that way. And some songs have more than two parts and so forth. But I'd say about 90% of all the traditional Appalachian fiddle and banjo tunes have an A part and a B part, and they repeat each one twice. So it helps to sort of learn the tune in your mind. If you listen, see, you can hear when the A part repeats and the B part begins and then repeats. So as you go through this tune, listen for the A and B parts in the Gypsy Dance by Rhys Jones and Christine Wheeler. That was the Gypsy Dance by Rhys Jones and Christine Wheeler. Well, we've been kind of highbrow for a few songs. We're going to go back the other way. This is the Rock Island Line by Lonnie Donegan from 1966. And it's quite a history to this song. It originally was picked up as a prison song. Well, actually, it was first recorded as a prison song, but the history goes back to 1929. Alan Lomax collected it. Anyway, I want to read you about this recording, the one you're going to hear. Lonnie Donegan's recording, released as a single in late 1955, signaled the start of the UK skiffle craze. This recording featured Donegan, Chris Barber on double bass, and Beryl Biden on washboard. The Acoustic Music Organization makes this comment about Donegan's version. It flew up the English charts. Donegan had synthesized American Southern blues with simple acoustic instruments, acoustic guitar, washtub bass, and washboard rhythm. The new style was called skiffle and referred to music from people with little money for instruments. The new style captivated an entire generation of post-war youth in England, So here is the song, The Rock Island Line, and I love the story.
Now this here's a story about the Rock Island Line. The Rock Island Line, she runs down into New Orleans. And just outside of New Orleans, there's a big toll gate. And all the trains, they go through the toll gate while they gotta pay the man some money. But of course, if you got certain things on board, you're okay, you don't have to pay the man nothing. And just now, we see a train, she coming down the line. And when she come up near the toll gate, the driver, he shout down to the man. He say, I got pigs, I got horses, I got cows, I got sheep, I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. And the man say, well, you all right, boy, just get on through. You don't have to pay me nothing. And the train go through. And when you go through the toll gate, the train get up a little bit of steam and a little bit of speed. And when the driver think he's safely on the other side, he shout back down the line to the man. He said, I fooled you, I fooled you. I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got old pig iron. Now I'll tell you where I'm going, boy. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride, yes. The Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. And if you own the ride, you got to ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. I may be right, may be wrong. You know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride, yes. The Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. And if you own the ride, you got to ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Hallelujah, I'm safe from sin. Lord, coming for to see me again. Hey. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Yeah, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you gotta ride it like you finally get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. A, B, C, W, H, Y, Z. Cat's on the cover, but he don't see me. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Yeah, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you gotta ride. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line, you're out to ride. Yeah, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. If you won't, everybody got to ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
The Rock Island Line by Lonnie Donegan. The next song is The Thunder Rolls, sung by Garth Brooks. And occasionally songs use sound effects, but I can't think of a one that uses them as strongly as this one does at the beginning. So the thunder does roll, and it catches and creates an eerie mood, and the song draws it on.
Three:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. Thunder rolls, and the thunder rolls.
The thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls.
waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But all the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows, and the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder.
Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks. The next song is I Loved by Ellie Stone from Jacques Brel's Alive and Well and Living in Paris. It was a Broadway show consisting of songs written by Jacques Brel. There were four singers. Each one of them was a master. And this is one of the songs from that show, I Loved.
I loved all games and fairy tales, as strangely odd as that may seem. I loved firelight and witches' tales. You see, you were there in my dreams. I lived in a tower, cloud top high, to stop your love from passing by. For this I to do, you see, I was waiting for you. I love the rocks, the ocean breeze, and the hissing of the foam, the wild, wild kiss of the roaring seas. Now you had brought me home. You leaped buildings. Although I well may ask you how, you bayed the moon just like a hound. I knew I adored you now. You laced the night with raging storms. You threw the lightning across the skies. You kissed my mouth with promises. You burned me with your lies. You loved me like a poet loves. My nights were made of stars and fears, thinking that you would go away and leave me only with my tears. Towns where we made love, and the hotels where we played games. You thought I'd never live it down, yet you see I've forgotten your name.
That was was I Loved by Ellie Stone, and the last song on the show today is Come From the Heart, sung by Guy Clark, written by Kathy Mattea. It speaks to me, and I suggest that each of you ask, does it speak to you? Guy Clark, Come From the Heart. You've got to love like you'll never get hurt. It's got to come from the heart. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And now it's time to close the show in our traditional way, and I ask you to join me. So, please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.